The Black and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. It's time to put your money where your values lie. Break free from your big bank. Visit DuPageCU.com/join today. By member's choice, this financial institution is not federally insured.
Each night here on Black and Abdallah, we like to bring to you the song of the night.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... Never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Black and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
And tonight's Song of the Night, presented by Northwestern Football, John Parr, St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion, from 1985. It's your Song of the Night.
What a banger.
So the part we were talking about, this is obviously from the movie St. Elmo's Fire. The part we were talking about is coming up. The part that I don't know the words to this song, but I know this song.
Oh, but it'll hit once it happens.
Oh, yeah. The problem is, no one knows the words to this song, I don't think. But you just know the thing. Here comes.
They don't. But why is this the song of the night? Well, on September 7th, 1985, St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion by John Parr hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100. It held the spot for 2 weeks. It's obviously from the movie St. Elmo's Fire. Have you ever seen St. Elmo's Fire?
No. I've seen the music video before. I know who the Brat Pack are. So this movie had the Brat Pack in it, and it was...
I've got the whole list.
I can read these lyrics to people so we know the words.
All I need is this pair of wheels. Take me where my future's lying. St. Elmo's Fire. Across the wildest sea. I can feel St. Elmo's Fire burning in me.
So
you wonder, you said why it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So there was a Canadian athlete named Rick Hansen
who
was going around the world in a wheelchair to raise awareness for spinal cord injuries, and that's why he wrote the song about him. But what the connection to the movie, there is
none.
No specific connection.
No.
It's just that's what inspired John Parr.
And actually, this is like a super group. It's John Parr, but also members of Toto, REO Speedwagon, Mr. Mister. I mentioned the Brat Pack. The Brat Pack was Demi Moore, Ali Sheedy, Judd Nelson, Emilio Estevez, Rob Lowe, and Andrew McCarthy.
So the movie, here's the line from the movie, if you've never seen the movie. A group of friends just out of college struggle with adulthood. That's from IMDb. That's the movie.
That's fine.
The movie.
I'm cool with that.
Think about how simple the 80s were.
Coming of age, man.
No, here's a movie. Just some people out of college struggling with adulthood. Yeah, all of us.
They come of age.
All of us at all times.
Age comes and goes, man.
And fire.
St. Elmo's Fire. It's our song of the night.
People like my falsetto.
St. Elmo's Fire.
Song of the night.
Yo, live.
This segment Song of the Night is brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. Coach Fitz and the 2020 Big Ten West Division and Citrus Bowl champions are back at Ryan Field this Saturday. The Wildcats take on Indiana State at 11 a.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Northwestern Football presents the Song of the Night tonight.
Yeah!
Simple Plan, I Do Anything from 2002.
I love this so much.
It is your song of the night.
It's going by. I'm thinking about you all the time. But you're out there, and I'm here waiting. And I wrote this letter in my head. Because so many things were left.
They're going to hate this.
But now you're gone, and I can't think.
So, Simple Plan from Montreal, Quebec. This song off their album, No Pads, No Helmets, Just Balls. And this is great here.
Do anything.
Oh, I love pop punk. I didn't realize this when you picked the song. So we were trying to pick a song tonight, and I was like, "What about Sum 41?" You're like, "We've already done it." I'm like, "What about Blink 182?" You're like, "No." And so we picked Simple Plan. I'm seeing Simple Plan next weekend.
Are you really?
Yeah, at Riot Fest.
You didn't even know that?
I forgot about it because I forget who's playing which day and like which day I'm going. I think I'm gonna go Sunday afternoon and evening, like after the Bears game.
Carmen Casino in the Twitch chat wants to know what the blank am I listening to?
Simple Plan. Listen to some pop punk, bro.
Explain to him what this is.
This is pop punk, bro. See, in the early 2000s, there was this genre called pop punk. It was developed. It was. I don't know who it was started by, but it was perfected by Blink 182, Newfound Glory, Simple Plan, Sum 41, Alkaline Trio, all those bands. They're amazing. Take It Back Sunday, and then it turned into emo, screamo, all that kind of stuff. But this is great, great. Great pop punk right here. Let's just listen to these.
I do anything. Just
the harmonies, the three chords they only know how to play. They're very bad at their instruments. They're not that great at singing. But man, do they miss their girlfriends. Man, do they miss their ex-girlfriends.
If I had to guess, this is probably wheelhouse material for Connor McKnight.
Oh, yeah. Right? 100%. Yeah. Connor loves Simple Plan.
He's in our age
group.
This is right when we were high school.
Yeah.
This was hot stuff.
I'm going to see a band called Me First and the Gimme Gimmes next week, and yes. I know he's a fan of Me First and the
really?
Gimme Gimmes. Yes.
All right.
We've talked about it.
Connor in the pregame for White Sox baseball coming up in an hour here on ESPN 1000. Sox are in Oakland.
This is actually Mark Hoppus from Blink 182 singing this. Shout out to Mark Hoppus, his final chemo treatment this week.
Oh, good luck to him.
I do.
Did you ever have your hair like over your eye?
No, I never had.
I had long hair,
but not over my
eye.
Yeah, shout out Lucky Boys Confusion people in the Twitch chat. They're a great local band. Great local band.
Schlug says high school. I was already married. Schlug got married in high school, apparently.
No, in 2002, he's saying he got married.
Oh, I got you.
I wonder if they played this at his wedding. I can't wait. I'm going back to concerts next week. I'm going to see a bunch of pop punk and stuff like that. It's going to be great. And Slipknot.
You're seeing Slipknot next week?
Playing Riot Fest.
Oh, wow. Simple Plan. Song of the Night.
Yo, Lynn.
Every night around 6:50, we bring to you the Song of the Night. And tonight, it's brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. Coach Fitz and the 2020 Big Ten West Division and Citrus Bowl champions are back at Ryan Field on Saturday. The Wildcats take on Indiana State at 11 a.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Tonight's Song of the Night is the New Kids on the Block. Hangin' Tough from 1989. Your song of the night. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yes.
Hangin' tough.
this date, September 9th, 1989, New Kids on the Block hit number one on the Billboard album chart with their album Hangin' Tough. It was also number one on the Hot 100 with a single, also called Hangin' Tough. First of all, with this song, this ridiculous nonsense that we are airing here on the show, nothing is funnier than watching the music video earlier today and seeing these little boys dance around talking about how tough they are while they're like waving their arms back and forth in front of a crowd. Like, nah, bro, you're not tough. Like, none of this is tough. None of it. But this was hot in 1989. People were really into New Kids on the Block. You know, Donnie Wahlberg is in the band. Mark Wahlberg, Marky Mark, he was in the band originally, but only for a couple of months, and then he left the band before they actually blew up and became really famous. But yeah, like 1989, this was a little before my time of like consuming popular music. Like, I was aware that it existed, and it was before the boy band craze of the late 90s. But this song is, this is terrible. And the fact that it was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 is ridiculous. And I want to give a shout out to Sherman from Q101 back in the day. He had a segment that used to, it was awesome. It was called Your Request Sucks. And I feel like this is a song of the night that sucks. And so if you're in the Twitch chat and you're listening and you're watching on ESPN 1000 Chicago, this is for you. I agree, this song is terrible. But I thought I wanted to acknowledge the number one hit from New Kids on the Block. Because this is a moment in time, and I think it's something we all have to come to grips with. Oh no, someone says this is a guilty pleasure. I think one of the guys barks in the video. By the way, there was a guitar solo somewhere in there, and dude grabs a baseball bat and air guitars on the baseball bat. That's tough. It's real tough. New Kids on the Block, Hangin' Tough, 1989, it's your song of the night.
Yo, Lynn.
Hey, it was my fault. My bad. Song of the Night is brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. Coach Fitz and the 2020 Big Ten West Division champs and the Citrus Bowl champions are back at Ryan Field on Saturday. Tomorrow, the Wildcats take on Indiana State at 11 a.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com tonight. From 1975. All right, it's simple tonight. Why Aerosmith? Why Sweet Emotion? Today, a lot of birthdays celebrating. Sylvie's birthday today. Joe Perry, guitarist for Aerosmith, his birthday 71 today. So we're going to listen to a little Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion, as your song of the night. Also, we got some calls still. Let's work some calls in. King and Aurora, you're on ESPN 1000. Go ahead, King. All calls welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, real quick, first time caller. Real quick, that clip you're talking about of Mooney doing the double move on Ramsey. I'm pretty sure Nick Foles was the quarterback of that game. But my question was,
still so works. Bad quarterback play.
Yeah, bad quarterback either way. But my question was, so there's this clip going around on Twitter recently, like today, of Eddie Jackson in training camp literally telling DBs that they shouldn't go for the tackle, they should go for the strip. And I just think that's crazy. Like, he's known for being a bad tackle. Like, how are you going to teach the other DBs to, oh, anybody can go for the tackle, go for the strip. That makes you great. Like, that's so crazy to me. But I seem like Danny Parkins had tweeted that video. I just want to know what you guys think of that.
Who was that? Yeah, that's what I thought. Randy in Seattle, you're on ESPN 1000. Quickly, Randy, you got 20 seconds.
Chris, very quickly. Definitely no trust of Matt Nagy. I personally think he should be a junior college coach somewhere in Arizona. And I don't have a problem with Andy Dalton being a starter. I think as far as week one goes, this guy's ready to go, not just in Fields yet.
All right, got you in, Randy. Appreciate you calling back. All right, there you go. Song of the night.
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.